this is one of those pieces that I studied so thoroughly as a teenager that to this day, even if I haven't touched it in years, if I hear somebody playing it, my fingers start moving from beginning to end. And it's visceral the way I know this piece. And that's kind of interesting. There aren't a lot of pieces like that because I think at the time it really pushed my technique. And therefore, I had to work on it so hard in order to get it in there. I remember spending almost an entire summer as a young teenager. I must have been, I don't know, maybe 14 or 13, figuring out how to play the coda of the third movement and how to actually get those things. Because the great thing about Chopin is, you know, he wrote the book on technique, right? He wrote the etudes, so they're his. And he takes from that book and uses in the concerti, essentially, if you can play all of the etudes, you can easily play the concerto. But if you're starting with a concerto first, and of course at that age I hadn't played that many of the etudes, some of the techniques you're learning for the first time. And when you're learning a concerto like that, it's like you're suddenly learning 10 etudes worth of technique all in one shot. And so I think that's why it went into my brain in some very powerful places. There are a lot of neural connections that were made from this piece.